this radar detector is just completely ruining my musical interlude. Because there's cops everywhere, people. There's cops chasing down baddies. Oh, dear Gussie. It's a nice, big, black Tahoe. This cop truck. Secret ghost cop truck. Oh, and he's pulled over some poor lady smoker driving in the HOV lane by herself. That's how they get you. That's how they get you. Oh, well, so this musical interlude has been ruined. I guess we'll pick this show up after this revving engine sound clip. Well, this is about the most boring music we've had in a long time. Time to throw that CD out. Where's George in Atlanta when you need him? George? Oh, George. Ugh. I don't have any George in Atlanta on CD yet. But I intend to. I intend to load up with George in Atlanta. Give me that CD. Oh, I took it out already. All right. Boobala Chuckala. We need some Boobala Chuckala. Okay, folks, now I know. Listen, this is just a totally train wreck. You'd think that I had Big Fatty beside me. Yes! Yes! No! Oh, fuck, I got on the freeway by mistake. Oh, no. Did I? Sir, how am I gonna... Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this is no path of no return. Oh, no. So I was too busy trying to get music. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we can...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Yes! No!
Oh, fuck.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode Lem-Fody-Fo. The BFO for Friday, Big Fatty, you sound horrible. The 15th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm just gonna struggle to get through the little show. Yes. Hello, fathers. Dear Gussie Big Fatty, I think we all know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well, y'all. It is the middle of the month. The middle of the month, and that's a half a pinch and half a punch, I guess.
Big Fatty, you silly.
And, y'all, I stayed home from the coal mine on Thursday again. Y'all, I just... I'm just not there. And I thought I was starting to feel better Thursday afternoon, y'all. My appetite was coming back, and I ate a little something, and y'all, I laid down, and I was out like a light. Like a light. And so we'll see how I feel this morning, see if I'm going to go to the coal mine or not. I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. But anyway, y'all, it's a summer cold. It's just, it's yucky. It's just yucky, y'all. And so, oh, y'all, that is some more of that rotisserie chicken. And y'all, I did on Thursday, I did go to the Whole Foods, and that does have a W. And, y'all, they did have the fresh-squeezed orange juice. And, y'all, the reason I like the fresh-squeezed orange juice is that it is not pasteurized. And, you know, when they pasteurize it, that's when they boil it. And that's what causes the acid reflux for Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you can ever find the fresh-squeezed, yes, you'll play a Big Fatty. You'll pay a premium, but... y'all, as far as I'm concerned, it's worth every penny of the premium you pay not to have the acid reflux. So, but that has made me feel a little bit better. But as you can hear, I'm still I'm still not nearly 100% by any means. Y'all, several people have been indicating that they are doing the big fatty no carb eating plan. I've mentioned several of them on here before, and another one going on the bandwagon that I saw on the Twitter today is that Lurie Warbox. Although y'all, I don't think Lurie Warbox has a has an ounce to lose. Big fatty, you well anyway, and y'all, he made his plane reservation for the Las Vegas, but I still don't have his confirmation information for Pride 48. No, Big Freddy, you do not have it. So, Lurie Warbox, get on it, and y'all, all of you, if you're going to Las Vegas, get me your information. Y'all, speaking of that, that Adam Burns has gotten the State of the Stations little shows posted to the intertubes, and y'all, I'm gonna put links to them in today's show notes over at the BFO. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the May or the June state of the station, y'all go on over there and listen. They're both about an hour long, but there's good information in there. And I believe other folks are going to post it as well. And it'll eventually be over there at the Pride48.tv, which you can get to just by going over to the BFO and clicking on Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, back to the weight loss for a second. Several people have reported to Big Fatty of how much weight they've lost. And y'all, some of these numbers are quite impressive. And y'all, just remember, it's up to you. It's up to you. And y'all, it's you know, ain't nothing gonna happen till you're ready for it to happen. So anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from you, Big Freddy, you got plenty of time to get away from you before. Yes, y'all, I want to do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this is a big weekend for the exitings of the birth canals, because y'all, we have not one, but two exitings to celebrate this this weekend. Today, the 15th, Friday, y'all, from that greetings from the award-winning Greetings from Nowhere, a little show, y'all, it is the Zombie Girl, TJ. It is TJ's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I hope TJ has a lovely, lovely day. And y'all, Tamari, y'all, this is someone that I was not aware was a listener to the BFO. But y'all, you know there are lurkers out there, and sometimes Big Fatty finds out about the lurkers also. Oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Ed. Ed, and y'all, he does a little show also, and it's called the Podically, like politically, except it's Podically. Politically, Podillic. Big Freddy, you can't say it. Anyway, it's the it's like politically, but it's politically. Big Freddy, incorrect. A little show, y'all. Ed, and y'all, it's just gonna make Ed's day to hear Big Fatty wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, from what I understand. So, Ed, I hope that you will touch yourself inappropriate. Big Fatty, it's no. And I hope you all have just a lovely exiting of the birth canal weekend. Big Fatty, do you think they'll both have K?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I decided that I was just going to play some quiet, lazy music and read you a couple of things. Because, you know, I know you need to be calmed down from the raspiness. Raspy Fatty. Big Fatty. Y'all, Paul, I'm over here at the E-Letters. Paul sent me something. And, y'all, it's the new word of the day to add to your vocabularium. And, y'all, the word of the day is exhaustipated. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Y'all, exhaustipated means you're just too tired to give a shit. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, you're just too tired. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to write that down. I think I'm going to name that the episode today, exhaustipated. Because Big Fatty's a little exhaustipated, y'all. Big Fatty. Y'all, let's just see here. Paul sent me something. That's y'all, it's about the lucky duck. No, it was the life of Ducky. And y'all, there's a little duck here, and these are thoughts by the duck. He says, I saw a woman wearing a sweatshirt with gas on it. So I said, implants? She hit me. Then Ducky says, marriage changes passion. Suddenly you're in bed with a relative. Big Freddy. Now that food has replaced sex in my life, I can't even get into my own pants. Big Freddy, that sounds like somebody we all know. Ducky says, how come? We choose from just two people to run for president and over 50 for Miss America. It's an excellent question, Ducky. Ducky says, when I was young, we used to go skinny dipping. Now I just go chunky dunk. Big Freddy, that sounds like something in the toilet. Ducky says, I signed up for an exercise class and was told to wear loose-fitting clothing. If I had any loose-fitting clothing, I wouldn't have signed up in the first place. Big Freddy, that's the truth. Wouldn't it be nice if whenever we messed up our life, we could simply press Control-Alt-Delete and start all over? Amen, amen. Y'all, I don't know what Control-Alt-Delete means. That must be one of those piece-of-shit things. Don't argue with an idiot. People watching may not be able to tell the difference. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Wouldn't you know it, brain cells come and brain cells go, but fat cells live forever. Big Fatty. Why is it that our children can't read a Bible in school, but they can in prison? Y'all, that's an excellent question. I didn't know. Bumper sticker of the year. If you can read this, thank a teacher. And since it's in English, thank a soldier. Y'all, this sounds like something my mother would send me. Oh, y'all, and the Bible stuff, too. And why do I have to swear on the Bible in court when the Ten Commandments cannot be decided? Okay, I'm sorry, I read all those. Anyway, Paul, thanks for some of those. Big Fatty. Y'all, Paul also sent me something about a tiny cabin. And that says, a social worker from a big city in New York recently transferred to the mountains of Tennessee and was on our first tour of her new territory when she came upon the tiniest cabin she had ever seen in her life. Intrigued, she went up and knocked on the door. Anybody home? She asked. Yep, came a kid's voice to the door. Is your father there? Asked the social worker. Pa? Nope, he left for Ma came in, said the kid. Well, is your mother there? Persisted the social worker. Ma? Nope, she left just before I got here, said the kid. But I protested. Big Freddy, you're out of time! All right, I'm going to finish this up, y'all, despite the music. But, protested the social worker, are you never together as a family? Sure, but not here, said the kid through the door. This is the outhouse. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Okay, that one was pretty good, Paul. Y'all, he sent me another one here. Let's just see. It's a joke. It's hell to be old. Old people have problems that you haven't even considered yet. An 85-year-old man was requested by his doctor for a sperm count As part of his physical exam, the doctor gave the man a jaw and said, take this jaw home and bring back a semen sample tomorrow. The next day, the 85-year-old man reappeared at the doctor's office and gave him the jaw. It was as clean and empty as on the previous day. The doctor asked, what happened? And the man explained, well, doc, it's like this. First I tried with my right hand, but nothing. Then I tried with my left hand, but still nothing. Then I asked my wife for help. She tried with her right hand, then with her left, still nothing. She tried with her mouth, first with the teeth in, then with the teeth out, still nothing. We even called up Arlene, the lady next door, and she tried too, first with both hands and then an armpit, and she even tried squeezing it between her knees, but still nothing. The doctor was shocked. You ask your neighbor? The old man replied, yep, none of us could get the jaw open. Bee! Freddy, that's a good one. So, Paul, that may be the best one yet. We may just have to stop right there with the jokes. It's not going to get any better than that. So, y'all, thinking of Father's Day coming up. Well, before I get to that, y'all, Gavin called earlier this week to the little show, and y'all, he said that he had opened his number one fan prize package on his little show, and y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty is just way behind on listening to little shows, and y'all, with the 12-day vacation and now being sick for 2 days, y'all, I just hadn't been able to keep up, and it's not that I don't listen. And the hour-long shows, y'all, they take more than an hour to listen to. Big Freddy, they can't possibly take more than an hour. Well, they do. But, Gavin, I am going to listen, and I'll hear all of that. But, anyway, please don't think that I've abandoned you, because, you know, no. So, anyway, but y'all, getting back to Father's Day, y'all, I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm sure there are many listeners out there that are fathers, you know, because some of the gays and some of the straights. Well, I was straight Bob. Straight Bob is a father, and y'all, he's got two of the cutest young men sons as they can be. And y'all, I know Perfetti down there in the Austin, Texas. He has his two sons, he and Jed. And, y'all, I'm sure there are many others. I'm not going to rack my brain, y'all, because I'm just not moving it. I'm just Uncle Joe. I'm Uncle Joe. I'm moving kind of slow. But, y'all, if you are a father, or if you have a father, or if you need a father, but you know, Big Fatty offers this up every year. You know, if you need a daddy, you know, I'll be your fatty daddy. Big Fatty! And y'all, reach out to somebody who is a father figure to you, whether it was actually your father or just someone who took the time with you, who was the father you never had or something, or the father that you have now, the person that means something to you. And just give them a hug. Give them a verbal hug. Send them a little bit of love, and just do something. Just do, y'all, make it a random act of kindness, except not so random. Oh, dear, I see. Make it your father or your father of the moment. How about that, father of the moment? Give them a random act of kindness this Father's Day weekend, because y'all, you know, and I think that the Vons, yo, said it on her show earlier this week, talking about Lord Byron, y'all, it kind of doesn't make sense to do tributes and say thank you to people once they're gone. So, y'all, take a little time this weekend you know, just say thanks. Say thanks. Thanks, Father. And y'all, if you're at a loss for words, you can do like the Faye driver and just say,
yes, yes, no. Oh, fuck.
Oh, but maybe you don't want to say that, Big Fatty. That's kind of crazy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.